This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on November 30th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the UK, November has been Young Workers Month, an annual event organised by the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC represents almost 6 million workers in 50 unions, but it recognises that if it doesn't recruit more young people into unions, it will face serious problems in the future.
Union members are getting older. Well, we're all getting older, but our whole movement is ageing. If you break down union members into age groups, you can see where this is heading. 14% of the UK workforce is currently under 24, yet they only make up 4.7% of union members. We have much higher membership in the older groups, sure, but what happens as members now in their 50s start their well-deserved retirement? We just aren't bringing in enough younger members, not enough to fill the gap left by our retiring members. It gets even more worrying if you look at the backbone of our movement, our reps and activists. The union movement relies on tens of thousands of committed activists up and down the country. They organise their workplaces, represent members, and recruit new workers to the union. But the age profile of our reps is even older. We have some amazing younger activists, but far too few of them. Of course, some young workers do join unions, particularly if they are working in unionised professions or workplaces. But they are very much the minority. So why aren't younger people joining unions? It's certainly not because everything at work is going great for them. What that tells us is that we need to do more to make trade unions make sense to them. There's no doubt that they need unions, but we found three key barriers stopping young workers organising together to improve things. Number one. Young workers might be unhappy about their work, but for too many, they don't expect any better. All too often, we heard things like, "My boss lets me swap shifts sometimes, so I guess I can't complain too much when I have to stay late without pay." Union members know that things don't have to be that way, but too many young workers think there's no choice but to go along with it. Number two, workers are isolated and disconnected from their colleagues. Insecure work and no time to build relationships with colleagues means there's little sense of trust. Young workers are worried that their colleagues will tell on them if they complain about the manager. Without trust, they can't tackle problems together. Number three. Young workers told us that whenever they have tried to change things alone, they've failed. That creates a strong sense of futility. Too many young workers just see the risk and the price tag of joining a union. They don't have any faith that things can change. The union movement's values have kept us strong for over a century. Times change, but our values remain. If we want to reach these young people, we'll have to change how we do things. That means the whole movement getting behind brilliant campaigns in workplaces where there are lots of younger workers.
As part of its outreach program, the TUC has been talking to young people who are members of unions or have had positive experiences with unions.
I'm a member of a trade union for lots of different reasons. I know that if I want better wages, better working conditions and respect at work, I know I'm not just going to get given those things magically when I go in tomorrow. I know that it's only by forming a union with my workmates that I can fight for those things, using our strength in numbers to get things changed that we can't change on.
Being part of the unions helped me when I was homeless. They supported me when I couldn't because of low wages. Seeing all the problems that I've had in work makes me want to help others to fight for what we deserve.
From working in an industry that isn't traditionally unionised, I've seen how people can be exploited when the employer isn't held to account. Service, retail and casual jobs are increasing, and without being actively involved in our unions, our rights are at risk. I've seen through collective strength how we can fight for these rights and ensure that they are protected. And that's why I'm part of a union.
And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.